Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us in the studio today. And I'd like to start out with you, Wade. You know, you've won several Canadian National Bodybuilding Championships, and you've placed very high in the Mr. Universe and also in the World Natural Olympian competitions. Would you just share with us your personal experience of competing without the water and then later with the alkaline ionized structured Kangen water in 2007?
Sure thing. Well, I guess it was about 16 years of preparation to get to the world championship level, and when I first went in 2003, and I talk about this a lot because I think it gives a little scope of how powerful the water actually is. I went to that competition. I prepared for 11 months in 2003 without the water. I was on a very, very strict diet. I had the best coaching you could possibly get in the world, and during the last 6 months of preparation, which is very common within the sport that I was doing, I was in a considerable amount of pain. My joints hurt. It was very hard. Like my whole body literally hurt from the rigors of training and pushing yourself to that level, and as well the rigors of dieting. And fundamentally, after that contest, get this, I gained 42 pounds of fat and water in just 11 weeks. And most of the people within my sport, this is an acceptable function that happens after contest, and you go through a period of 3, 4, 5, or 6 months to recover from that competition. Now, for me, that, because I'm very big on health, I didn't want to sacrifice my health for performance. I was like, this has got it. So, there's something I'm missing here. And fortunately, I found a guy that taught me about the benefits of having an alkaline body, which is something that was totally not taught to me as an exercise physiologist or as an athlete. And I said, well, what is that? And he said, well, basically, your body had become so acidic, it stored all those toxins in fat tissue until you could gradually recover from that competition and go back. Well, I retired from the contest after that. I didn't go back in. I said, my health is more important than winning a trophy or a championship. And I started studying acid and alkaline balance. And I spent probably $1,500 a month on nutritional supplements after that in order to get my body into an alkaline state. And I also did a completely raw food diet to reduce the acidity. So we're talking a very, very small amount of the population would even consider going to an alkaline diet, even if they recognize the benefits. And then what happened, to finish up on that, to kind of loop this into where what happened in 2007, is I was introduced to the water through a friend of mine. And frankly, I was like, well, water is water. You know, I learned a little bit about it. We put some minerals in it and we do this. And it's like, you know, what can you teach me about water? But what happened is I went over, tried the water personally. When I drank it, it tasted different. It felt different in my body. And over the course of a couple hours, I consumed about a gallon of the water, and I had absolutely no bloating in my body, which was, frankly, I didn't think was possible. From that point, that triggered a bunch of research on my own level of what is this water, that this Kangen water these people are raving about. And I was pleasantly surprised about what was going to happen to me, and I put it to the test. So over the course of the next 3 weeks, I consumed massive quantities of this. And what do I mean by massive quantities? Well over 2 gallons a day. And I put forth my most intense training program that I could ever do. In other words, it was way beyond what I was doing when I was competing, because I wanted to test this as an athlete or as a test pilot. Well, I know that if I train this hard and this often, there is no way my body can recover from that. Yet on this water, I was able to do that. In 3 weeks after being retired for 3.5 years, I came back. I won the Canadian Championship, which is absolutely ridiculous. You know, if it hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't have believed it. From there, I went three more months training and was in good enough in condition to compete at the World Championships and do very well. At that point, I was really confident that this was something that every single athlete in the world can benefit from. And then I went about learning as much as I could and connecting with as many people within the professional community to find out, hey, let's get this out to the population, because we have a dehydration alkaline problem within the professional and amateur sporting ranks, and we have a solution right here to this problem.